Lesson number 8 out of 10. We're looking back 10 years ago this week when yours truly quit the J-O-B. Lesson number 8. This is kind of wild. All right. Let me tell you the lesson I'm going to talk about, because this was one of the biggest ones. And I talked about it a little bit earlier this week, I think, on another podcast. But what I was missing between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. This is wild. Looking back on it, I think, and I talked about it, I know I did earlier this week, but I'm going to dive into it deeper. There's a whole other society happening during the day that doesn't happen early in the morning or after 6 o'clock at night, you know? And I'm going to give you an idea. Like this morning I ran. I went for a really nice – I live in Loveland, Ohio, which is a bedroom community of Cincinnati, about 20 miles north. And we've got a long bike path. I mean, it goes – hundreds of miles of bike paths. It's a great biking community. Now, I don't bike. I would like to get into biking, but I don't. I like to run, work out, exercise, especially in the summertime. So this morning, and I'm gonna tell you why this really hit me, and this is the reason why. There's a reason why I put this down as one of the lessons I learned. This morning I went for a run, and I felt amazing. And I'm doing this podcast after I exercise already this morning. And when I got done running, I grabbed the gallon jug of water that I always keep with me. It's in my car. And I went and sat on a park bench that was on the main road here in Loveland. And it really is like a little bubble of a town like Mayberry, USA. Okay. And it's hustling and bustling in the morning. Like, I drive my kids to school, and it's, you know, every man for himself. You got soccer mom cutting you off. You got corporate guy flipping you off. I mean, it's just crazy that you got to get through the town to get the kids to school. It's nuts. And at the end of the day, forget about it, man. It's just the corporate traffic, guys and girls coming back from work, and you don't even want to be on the road in Loveland between the hours of 4:30 and 7. You just don't, even for a small little town. It's just commuter traffic, crazy downtown. But when I got done with my run, it was 10 o'clock this morning, and you could shoot a cannon down the main drag and not even hit a car. There was nobody out. Moms walking with strollers, dads jogging. There was people having coffee in the coffee shops. I mean, it was really awesome to just sit on a bench. And they have these benches that are right on the main drag there. I sat down with my gallon of water, and I just drank it, checked email, checked Twitter, you know, things like that. Just hung out, you know, and had no worries in the world. I'm dripping, soaking wet with my mandana on, and I actually posted a photo on Instagram and shared it on Twitter, if you want to check it out, @SamCrowley. And I basically just said, this is freedom to me. Sitting on a bench in the morning, enjoying after a long run. That's it. That was her freedom represented. When I was in a job, I remember I would drive around sometimes and think, wow, I would go on sales calls. See, what happened when I quit my job in 2005, I went broke. I went back to my job as an outside sales rep. So I would go in outside sales for the next 18 months till I quit again. And I would see, geez, I wonder what it would be like. Because I had a taste of it when I quit the first time. But, man, I wonder what it would be like to be free and just go to Home Depot at 9:30 on a Wednesday. Nobody be there, you know. I wonder what it would be like to just grab a coffee and just sit still or sit on a park bench. Like, I used to go drive by parks and wonder what it would be like to walk my dog in the park and nobody else be around, or just do what you want to do. And there was so much going on between 6 in the morning and 6 o'clock at night. When I finally quit that job, and I mentioned this in my previous podcast this week called The Underground Society, The Liberated Employees. That's what we do, man. We go live our life when nobody else is around, where there's no congestion. And it's not about being able to check out at the grocery store without a line, which is great, by the way. It's about you feel so much better. When you go to the grocery store at 5 o'clock, don't you feel stressed? Like, oh, my God, there's no parking spots, and everybody's in there. It's going to take forever. I'm so hungry. I'm tired. When you got to go run an errand, go into a coffee shop, you got to go to maybe buy a card for somebody, you got to go to Walgreens, pick up a prescription or something, it's always crowded because everybody else is there. That's where everybody else is. When you're free, God, I can't even describe the feeling. I would go grab coffee just because I could. There was nobody around. And that is one of the principles that really stuck with me, the lesson of it's your time. You own it. You have control now. Like, you can go anywhere you want to. And most times I wanted to go places between 9:30 and 3 in the afternoon. And then I never want. It was like, I'm not going back out again until after 7 at night. Nah, I'm just not leaving the house. because I don't have to, because I don't have to. And it was just a double life, man. I felt like I was almost cheating. Like, wow, does anybody else know how awesome this is to be out and about between 6 and 6? And that was a lesson I learned, man. You could control the quality of your life by just controlling the hours in your day and where you wanted to be when you wanted to be there. Lesson number 8. Closing down to the last two. See you back on the show.